Okay, this is our conference today. This one is going to be on peace and how to develop peace within our hearts, within our families, within the world, especially following our Blessed Mother's message of Fatima, to pray the rosary every day for peace. And what I wanted to do was start out with this a little story. Father Murphy was in rare form one Sunday morning, and he told his congregation, "All of you who want to go to heaven, stand up." And the entire congregation immediately stood up and said, and Father said, "Good, now sit down." And then he said, "All of you who want to go to hell, stand up." And one little fella in the back named Riley stood up, and Father says, "Why? What are you doing standing up?" And he said, "Father, I just didn't like seeing you standing there all by yourself." So all of our talks today are really about getting to heaven and avoiding hell. So that's what we talked about in the last conference with our Blessed Mother at Fatima. And she gives us the peace plan on how to get to heaven. And she will help us to get there. Yeah, Mary is called, of course, the Queen of Heaven and Earth. She is the star of the sea. And Our Lady helps us because we follow her star to come to Christ. So in this particular conference, we want to talk about peace. And we need it so desperately. See, the word peace in Hebrew is shalom, which is a very rich, deep inner contentment, inner peace that the world cannot give. Jesus said that at the Last Supper. "I give you peace, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you." And we all crave for inner peace and inner happiness. Thomas Merton once said that we are not at peace with others because we're not at peace with ourselves. And we're not at peace with ourselves because we're not at peace with God. Isn't that an amazing thought? Think about that. Why are there so many wars in the world? Why are there so many troubles and terrorists and all sorts of evil out there? Again, Thomas Merton gives us the answer. We're not at peace with others because we're not at peace with ourselves. And we're not at peace with ourselves because we're not at peace with God. So we want to talk today about how to grow in that virtue, that special gift of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit that we want to develop and to grow. And so a couple years ago, I asked Sister to make this banner and put it up right there. Isn't that neat that this... I'm just teasing. This is... But isn't that appropriate for the conference today? Because I'm going to talk about peace. And just like I did with the Fatima talk with the word reform, I want to use the word peace and give you five ideas, one for every letter. So if you forget how to spell it, just look right up there and you will be reminded how to spell this word. So the first idea I want to give you, the letter P in peace, stands for prayer, because prayer is how we obtain union with God. So we want to grow in peace. We have to grow our prayer life. It's as simple as that. So what is prayer? Prayer is conversation with God. And in any conversation, there's talking, but there's also listening. So we have to listen at prayer as well as talk to the Lord. Now, I did come across a little story about prayer, and it was bedtime for Tommy and Jimmy, who were staying overnight with their grandparents. While kneeling to say his prayers, Tommy began praying at the top of his lungs, "Dear God, for my birthday, I want some video games, a motorbike, and a DVD player." "Whoa," Jimmy hollered, "why are you yelling? God isn't deaf." He said, "I know God isn't deaf, but Grandma is." So when you pray, you don't have to shout, because God is not deaf. God hears our prayers. And there are, when you study prayer, And it's a feast day of St. Teresa of Avila, the great doctor of prayer, the first woman doctor of the church, a great mystic and ascetical writer on prayer. You'll see in her writings and the writings of other great saints that there are different levels of prayer. First, of course, we have vocal prayer. Vocal prayer would be saying the Our Father or Hail Mary or Grace Before Meals. So we have to teach our children to pray. We have to teach our children their prayers. It's so important because as we believe, as we pray, so we believe. And so we have to pray and learn our prayers. But our prayer life shouldn't just remain at vocal prayer. It has to be taken deeper to praying with the heart and using our mind. The next level really is called mental prayer. Mental prayer, again, very much is written about mental prayer in the life and writings of the saints. So mental prayer is where we converse with God and talk to Him, you know, heart to heart in our own words. And mental prayer can begin by using sacred scripture or the Imitation of Christ or some other great spiritual book, reading it very slowly, very prayerfully, and then talking to the Lord about it. See, that's what prayer is, conversation with the Lord. So sometimes it does help to prime the pump, you know, when you have to put a little bit of water in to get more water out. So you prime the pump through spiritual reading, very slow reading of Scripture. I'd recommend starting with the Gospels. Just start with the Gospel of Mark. It's the easiest, the shortest one. And then you can just read a few verses and talk to the Lord about it. Teresa of Avila says this when she tells her nuns, "I will teach you how to pray." She said, "Say one Our Father." But then she said, "And take an hour to say it." So it means that you meditate upon each verse, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Each verse you spend 5 or 10 minutes talking to the Lord about that. That is mental prayer, where you reflect upon it and talk to the Lord and then apply it to your life. And then that should lead us to the third level of prayer is contemplative prayer, contemplation, where you're sitting before the Lord and you've read something, but then you sort of go beyond words. You're just sitting in His presence. You don't have to say anything necessarily. You just look at Jesus and He looks at you, and you're in the presence of your beloved. That's why you see a lot of husbands and wives married 30, 40, 50 years. They might not have to say anything to each other. They love each other. They know each other. They don't have to speak. So the gaze of love is contemplation. That is contemplative prayer, gazing upon Christ and Him looking at you, you looking at Him. Now the beautiful thing about the rosary that we talked about earlier is that the rosary has all of those prayers. You have the vocal prayers, the Our Fathers, the Hail Marys, and then you have the meditation, the mental prayer of imagining the scene in the Bible, and then it leads you to contemplative prayer. So it's such a beautiful way to pray. Another good thing we tell the children, and I think we can even use it for ourselves, is there's different types of prayer as well. You have adoration, you have acts of love, you have thanksgiving, you have petition, and you have making a resolution. So you can use the word altar, A-L-T-A-R, and use that as a great way to, when you receive communion, go through each of those letters. Tell Jesus you adore Him. That's A. L is for love Him. T is for thank Him. And you thank Him for all the blessings that He's given you. And then A is for ask. And then R is to make a resolution or an act of reparation. It could be for either resolution or reparation. So those are the different ways of praying: adoration, love, thanksgiving, asking, and reparation. Some people use the word acts, A-C-T-S, which is adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. Again, those are beautiful methods you can teach the children and the grandchildren how to do that. So without prayer, I don't think we will be at peace, because we need that union with Christ through prayer to be at peace. So how do you begin? Well, just begin with 5 or 10 minutes a day. 5 or 10 minutes a day of spending time with the Lord. Dedicate your day to God. Say the morning offering. Offer up everything, all your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings. Make your morning offering. And then dedicate the day to God. And then sometime throughout the day, talk to God. Little acts of love, beautiful prayers you can say throughout the day. Like, "Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us." Or, "Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us." Some of you may be able to do a holy hour once a week or once a day. But prayer is the key. Saint Alphonsus Liguori says, "Those who pray will be saved. Those who do not pray will be damned." It's as simple as that. If you pray and persevere in prayer, you will be saved. You'll get to heaven because you'll get the graces you need. If we don't pray, then we don't get the graces we need to grow in holiness. The next letter in the word peace is E, and that stands for the Eucharist. And what I wanted to focus on in this conference is the Mass. That the Mass is just such an amazing prayer, and it is the greatest prayer because it's Jesus offering himself to the Heavenly Father. So we participate in the Holy Eucharist at Mass. And what I wanted to do, which is very briefly, just show you a few things to look for when you attend Mass, and you'll see how many times the word peace is mentioned at Mass. In the greeting, the priest can either say, "The Lord be with you," or he can say, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Or he can say, "Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So it can be in one of the opening greetings. And then when we pray the glory to God in the highest, we say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill." So those who are of goodwill will be at peace. And then you go through the Mass, but then the Mass, listen for this next time you're at Mass, which will be in about 45 minutes or so. Right after the Our Father, really comes all the prayers for peace. The priest says, "Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days." So we pray again in our peace in our hearts, peace in our families, peace in our country, peace throughout the world. And then the sign of peace, the priest says, "Peace, Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, 'Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.'" Again, that word is shalom. It's that deep inner peace that the world cannot give. Some of you got to meet Father Aidan McGrath, the missionary to China who was arrested in 1950, spent 3 years in solitary confinement. There's a CD about him, I believe, out there. He was imprisoned in a cell which was maybe 3 feet by 5 feet, solitary confinement for 3 years. He said he was never more at peace in his whole life. He said he wasn't comfortable. He went through a lot of some torture and other things they did to him, but he was never more at peace than when he was in solitary confinement. See, the world cannot give that kind of peace. Only Jesus can give that. "Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." So we pray for the church, that the church will be at peace and show forth unity. And then the priest says, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." Then he says, "Let us offer each other a sign of peace." And that could be a handshake or whatever you'd like to do. And so giving each other a sign of peace. So then at the end of the Mass, right after that, we say the Lamb of God. And it ends with, "Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, grant us peace." So next time you attend Mass, or every Sunday, or daily Mass, listened for how much we pray for peace at Mass. And then the dismissal, the priest can say one of four endings. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Or he can say, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Or just simply, go in peace. So I'm reminded of a priest friend of mine. He had just done a wedding, and instead of saying, the Mass is ended, go in peace, he said, this marriage is ended, go in peace. The next time you attend Mass, I want you to listen to how often we pray for peace at the Mass. The next letter up here is A. And so besides deepening your prayer life and celebrating the Holy Eucharist at Mass, the third way to grow in peace in this fruit of the Holy Spirit is acceptance. Acceptance of God's will. Dante, a great writer, said, in his will is our peace. Isn't that a great quote? In his will is our peace. If you do God's will, you'll be at peace. So do God's will. What I recommend for this, what does that mean, acceptance? It means abandoning your will to the will of God. As St. Maximilian Kolbe said, true holiness is when our will equals God's will, when our will equals the will of God. So it is the secret to peace. If you read a couple books I'd recommend, Trustful Surrender by St. Claude de la Colombière. It's an amazing little book. The Idea of Abandonment to Divine Providence by the great author De Caussade. Abandonment to Divine Providence and Trustful Surrender. Two books that every Catholic should read. So the idea here is to be like our Blessed Mother. She said, be it done unto me according to thy word. And our Blessed Mother submitted her will to the will of God. Father Larry Richards, a good friend of mine, he wrote another book besides his first book on to men and husbands called Be a Man. His second book is called Surrender. And so again, I'd recommend that book as well. So this is how we become more peaceful. We surrender. You surrender your will to the will of God, to accept God's will. There's so many things we just can't change, of course. And so many times in the Our Father, we don't really say, thy will be done. In our heart, we're really thinking, Lord, thy will be changed. Please, Lord, please do my will. Come on, Lord, you got to do my will. You won't be at peace if you pray that way. You have to pray, thy will be done. And so I would recommend that when you think of the Our Father, every time it comes to thy will be done, think about that acceptance, to do the will of God. All the saints became saints because they did the will of God. The Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, John the Baptist, John the Evangelist, St. Peter, went back and forth, but eventually he did the will of God. So all the saints wound up doing the will of God, and they became great saints because of that. The next letter, C, is for confession. Confession. So we're working our way down. Now we're up to the letter C. So let me share with you my favorite story about confession. Sometimes there are changes in the church. People go to church after many years and they're surprised it's no longer Gregorian chant. It's now, different kinds of music, or, you can now meet on Fridays, et cetera, et cetera. And so this fellow had gone to confession for the first time in 40 years. And when he had gone previously, it was a little dark box and he had to kneel down, and the priest opened the slide from his side of the little box. This time, after 40 years, he walked in. He couldn't believe it. It was bright. It was carpeted, well lit. And he couldn't believe that there was a whole selection of the finest chocolates and the wonderful cigars from the Dominican Republic and from Cuban cigars and little liquor bottles of after-dinner drinks. And he couldn't believe how inviting confession had become after 40 years. Then the priest walked in and says, get out of here, you're on my side. So let's talk about confession. So the reason why we want to go to confession to grow in peace is that, what is sin? Sin is being at war with God, not being at peace with God. When we sin, we offend God, we hurt our relationship with God, so we're not united to God because of sin. So sin is a kind of a warfare with Almighty God. So that's why confession is called reconciliation. It's called the rite of reconciliation, the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of confession. Now, when we go to confession and we have our sins forgiven, we receive peace. It's amazing how people can go in to confession very unsettled, very disturbed, but when they go to confession, they receive peace. And the words that the priest says, you know, God the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. Through the ministry of the church, may God grant you pardon and peace. And then the priest gives the words of absolution. So imagine that, pardon and peace. That's what we receive whenever we go to confession. And then he gives absolution and says, go in peace. God has freed you from your sins. So what a great sacrament that is. It's one of the best reasons to be Catholic, one of the best reasons to really be practicing Catholic is to be able to really go to this sacrament on a regular basis. You know, the whole world would be changed for the better if every Catholic went to confession at least, you know, 4 times a year. Summer, winter, spring, and fall. So at least the 4 seasons, right? Frankie Valli in the 4 seasons. So try to go at least 4 times a year. But others, if you really want to grow in holiness, you know, try to go at least once a month. People can go every 2 weeks to get the plenary indulgence, God willing, under the usual conditions. But again, it's a great sacrament of confession. People go into confession and the whole weight of the world is lifted off their shoulders. It is such a tremendous sacrament. Now, the last letter here is E. And that stands for, really for 2 words, evangelize and share the faith. And also another word could be extend. Extend peace to others. Because as we sow, so shall you reap. If you give love, you receive love. If you share peace, you receive peace. What's the best way to develop your faith? Is by teaching CCD. Right? The best way to grow in your faith is to share it with others, to teach it. Faith is like a muscle. The more you use it, the more it develops. The less you use it, the less it develops. We all have to be like the Sea of Galilee and not the Dead Sea. Remember, the Sea of Galilee is filled with life and fish because it receives the Jordan River and it gives forth the Jordan River. The Dead Sea receives the Jordan River and it keeps it to itself. So the salt content is so high that nothing can live within the Dead Sea because it does not share, it doesn't give anything away. So the same with us. If we're selfish, if we keep the faith to ourselves, we could easily lose our faith. The best way to grow in your faith is to share your faith with others, to evangelize. That's what this last letter means, to extend peace to others. As we sow, so shall we reap. If we try to be instruments of peace, we will grow in that great gift as well. The prayer of St. Francis. And this is called the prayer for peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And now St. Francis tells us how to do this. If we find hatred, there we place love. There we sow love if we find hatred. Where there is injury, we bring pardon. Where there is doubt, we bring faith. Where there is despair, we bring hope. Where there is darkness, we bring light. Where there is sadness, we bring joy. Unfortunately, one of the original ones is always left out of the prayer of St. Francis, is where there is heresy, let me sow truth. But that's not politically correct. But that was what St. Francis wrote, where there is heresy, let me sow truth. Sometimes you will still see it, where there is error, let me sow truth. But that's an important point too, that again, where there's hatred, we bring love, injury, pardon, doubt, faith, despair, hope, darkness, light, and sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it's in giving that we receive, it's in pardoning that we are pardoned, and in dying we are born to eternal life. One of the greatest prayers ever written, the prayer of St. Francis. I remember as a kid seeing a cartoon in the newspaper about St. Francis, and there was a picture of a saloon, and a big fight had just occurred. There were upside down tables and people sprawled all over the bar, and the saloon doors had just swung shut, and this saying underneath simply said, and that's the last time anyone called St. Francis a sissy. So, but St. Francis has the key, that it's in giving that we receive, it's in pardoning that we are pardoned. So in bringing peace, we receive peace. And I would just like to conclude by saying that this E could also stand for one other word, and that is the enthronement. The enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the home. Many of you have done this in your house, but Jesus does promise that those who enthrone the image of the Sacred Heart would receive peace in their family. And so that is such a great blessing. Families need peace, peace between husbands and wives, between parents and children, between brothers and sisters. I remember a CCD teacher was teaching once and said, what's the commandment that has to do with our parents? And the kid says, I know, honor your father and mother. The teacher said, that's right. And she said, well, what's the commandment that has to do with how to treat your brothers and sisters? The kid says, I know, thou shalt not kill. So we need peace within our families, peace within our homes. So if you've never done that, you should consecrate your family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to the twin hearts. At Fatima, the Blessed Mother did talk about that the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart both need to be honored together. Our Lady mentioned that in one of the apparitions, that devotion to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart are inseparable. They need to be joined together. So consecrate your family to the Sacred and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so we'll end now with a little prayer together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And mighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.